Welcome to The Clean Slate with your hosts, Daniel Garza and Carson Phillips, providing you with movie news, reviews, and more. Sit back, relax, and don't forget to go to the concessions to get your popcorn and drinks. For your entertainment, this is The Clean Slate Podcast.
All right. Welcome back to The Clean Slate Podcast. Give me your best werewolf howl.
Ow. I was yawning.
Okay. Yeah, so by that intro, you guys can tell we're going to be talking about The Wolf of Snow Hollow, which is a werewolf movie, question mark. And we will be talking about Give Me Your Best Godzilla Roar.
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 There you go.
That was some nice atomic breath from Daniel there. Yeah, so we're doing Godzilla Final Wars. That's a older film. We did try to see if we could do the newest one that just came out.
Yeah, minus one.
But
or Godzilla Shin.
No, not even that. Well, we were going to try to do Godzilla.
Right. Yeah, Godzilla and Kong.
And Kong. Yeah, so you guys should go that watch that. I don't know tough. If it's good. I haven't seen it yet. But we decided to bring you an oldie Godzilla and a more interesting take on a werewolf genre. And yeah. Godzilla Minus One is still not on streaming either. I'm waiting patiently.
Watch it. We're going to release this episode and watch it already comes out. It's going to be annoying.
We'll just do a bonus Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been obsessed with this. I feel like I'm overhyping it.
Yeah, I think you are, but I still want to see it. I mean, it's everybody's also going crazy on it. So, okay, but let's get into The Wolf of Snow Hollow. This is technically comedy horror mystery. So if you can find the comedy, tell me. But here is the logline. Terror grips a small mountain town as bodies are discovered after each full moon. Losing sleep, raising a teenage daughter, and caring for his ailing father, Officer Marshall struggles to remind himself there's no such thing as werewolves.
Ooh.
All right, give him a breakdown of this movie, and then we'll talk about our dislikes.
So this comes from director and star Jim Cummings. You know him from Thunder Road. He did a short film that, and then the feature later. That one's pretty fun. He also plays a cop in that one. But this is, I believe, his second feature.
Yeah.
But anyways, the story kind of starts off with this couple on a date. They kind of get in a verbal fit of sorts with these dudes that are kind of being jerks. And eventually they're back at their house. She goes out to take out the trash when her body is grossly mutilated. And she is definitely missing her down there. Because they tell you 20 times throughout the movie. Yep. And essentially this first murder starts an entire investigation. Jim Cummings' character is feeling the stress because his father is the sheriff of the town. And he's kind of trying to cover for his dad. He's trying to take on basically this entire case, and nobody believes in him. So you just see him throughout this murder mystery trying to like balance family life. He's another divorced dad who make frequent appearances on this show. And he's just struggling to balance family life, town responsibility, as well as like a serial killer that's on the loose. And there's multiple murders. And he's like, is this a werewolf or not? And throw in some alcoholism, and that's basically the plot. I don't want to spoil anything more than that. But it is a very fun, short movie, and we're going to get more into it right now.
Yeah, fun is a different word that him and I both have opposing definitions for. But yeah, so let's get into dislikes.
Okay, dislikes right away? Dang.
That's all I have is dislikes for this movie.
Okay. So it'll just be me ranting about what I like about it.
Sure. No, I have some likes, but for the most part, it's dislikes.
Okay, let's hear it. What are your dislikes?
No, let's start with likes. So likes, I'm going to say the film style is not bad. There's actually some decent cuts in editing for this.
It has a very consistent style.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Like they know what they're doing and it's you can tell it's intentional.
Right. Okay, so what are your likes?
Is that your only like?
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
My likes. There is, so for me, I thought the humor was funny, and I don't know if I should have thought it was funny or not. It definitely tickled my funny bone. There's a couple like one-liners here and there. Like, it's so dumb at times that it's funny for me. Like, there's this whole moment where they're talking about like the women getting killed by this werewolf, and he's like, man, is this what it was like for women always, like since the medieval times? And it's so stupid, but for some reason that hits me really funny. Or when they get like a beer bottle thrown at their police car, he's like, man, people must hate the police. And I'm like, I don't know why.
Why would someone these little, ever like, throw a bottle at the police? It was so stupid. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Like,
no.
For me, because I was like, this movie, I was thinking like, this is so stupid. But then those little jokes would just bring me back in. But the biggest thing that I enjoyed was kind of towards the end, like the creep factor gets kind of lifted up, mainly because of this actor we have playing the killer.
Yeah.
Is horrifying to look at. There's a part, he's a very tall man / not man maybe. And there's a little bit of a twist towards the end that I really enjoy. And I just thought it was crafted well with some dumb comedy. I'll transition into dislikes because I do have some dislikes.
Okay.
I kind of wish it was funnier, to be honest. Like, I did find it funny, but I think it could have been funnier. Some of the acting, for the most part, was a little iffy for me. Like, there was some decent, like, our main lead, I think, is good. And I think, obviously, Robert Forrester is good. He plays the dad.
Yeah, he's the only good actor in this.
He's a very well-known actor. But, yeah, other than that, like, some of, like, the daughter actor, she, like, took me out of the movie so many times when she was doing stuff. And I don't know if it was intentional or not. Like, they could just say it was, and I'd believe them. But I don't know if it was.
Yeah.
And then my biggest dislike for this whole movie is the color grade on it looks so off to bad. Me.
It's like they and forgot to color grade, or they couldn't afford it.
Yeah. Is that what it was? That's what it felt like.
It
felt like
it's flat.
I was like, can I just go in and fix this? Like, you could just auto the whole thing and it would look better.
The
like,
night scenes were actually better than the day scenes, but the daylight scenes are really flat.
Yeah. So something about like that really bothered me, because like, we start on a daylight scene, and so it kind of,
and that's what makes it feel like a college, like, you know, feature film.
And I don't know what happened is because Jim Cummings is a competent director, in my opinion. Like, I've seen some of his other stuff, and it doesn't look this flat ever.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was something went wrong along the way, because I don't think it's intentional. And then the other thing, you know, kind of along the lines of I didn't enjoy that some of the acting, is if they just replace these actors with like quirkier actors, like even like quirkier looking, like offbeat character actors, I think it would be a much better film. Like, think of like the cast of Twin Peaks. If they put them in this, it would work really well for me, but they didn't.
Oh, so sad. Yeah, I didn't even know Robert Forrester was dead.
Yeah. I think this was like one of his last movies.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah,
so I'm going to just say right off the bat, all of it's really stupid to me. I mean, even the intro scene with like Jimmy Tatro, who is from he's in, what is it called? 21 Jump Street or 22 Jump Street, rather. He's just like, he's such
is he
a,
the
what?
Which one is he? Which
he's the bro character at the beginning with his girlfriend. His girlfriend's the one that gets murdered.
I hated him in this.
Yeah.
He was annoying in this.
And just any of the writing was horrible. Or all of the writing was horrible. And to be honest, Thunder Road I loved with Jim Cummings. He was such a good character. He's so weird and you're like really interested. So once I saw he was in this, I was like, no way, let's go. And it's almost like he like took what he did in Thunder Road and just maximized it by 1,000 for this movie. And it, to me, it felt like he thought he was doing something funny. He thought he was doing something like on beat and, you know, kind of like had good one-liners. But like, his one-liners sucked. Like, why would anybody want to do that to the police? Or when he said, you want to tell
me? I liked it, dude.
When he said that one line where he's like, you want to tell me this was a hunter? And then like, he said, you're a bad cop. You should have gone into IT engineering or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I was
that
just
was
like,
not good.
You thought that was going to be a funnier line than it actually
was.
Yeah,
that didn't work.
And all the while his character is wrong the entire time. Like all of his actual, like that's the pure comedy.
He's not a good cop.
Is that he's a horrible cop and all the cops around him are like, right. They solve the whole case for the most part by themselves. And he just so happenstance to fall on like correctly on what the actual case is. So he just wasn't funny. He was too over the top to where it wasn't even like a good payoff. And like 90% of the movie, he's just screaming. So I hated it to its core. He's a bad actor in this one, or he acted horribly in this one. Robert Forster was really the only good actor. And that's kind of where
really
I sit on it. Like, it just wasn't good. There's, again, there's honestly, a couple of cool scenes where they shot it, like with him running with the guns, or even with him, like, there was one other scene I forgot that I actually really liked. But overall, it's just a not good movie. And I don't know why it got such a high rating.
The weird joke at the end about getting, like, I don't, there's a weird joke at the end. I don't want to spoil it for those of you that want to watch it, but it made me really uncomfortable.
Yeah, like
the protection joke. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah. This like got a 90 on Rotten Tomatoes and one certified fresh like review. So I'm just like,
oh. I kind of feel, I'm looking at his filmography and I'm kind of excited to watch the film he made more recently, The Beta Test. That one looks more interesting to me. But yeah, I don't know. I he's one of the only people really making indie films at this level without having the back of someone like A24.
Yeah.
So I think there's that to appreciate. And I just kind of wish maybe this one cooked a little bit longer.
Yeah, so it's just, I mean, it almost it
has a like lot of great elements.
These actors for very cheap, and then he made this movie. So, not a fan.
I think if he could get a better cast,
and better writer.
Honestly, I think the scoring could have been better in a way that it could help the comedy.
Yeah,
I feel like the score wasn't very like.
The score was like intense, in comedy, and it was like funny scenes.
Yeah,
or trying to be funny scenes.
Yeah, I feel like they could have used score more towards their benefit in the comedy scenes as well. But I do appreciate the effort, and I did have a fun time watching it. So
yeah, no, I didn't. Anyway, so that is The Wolf of Snow Hollow. Scare factor, I'm gonna say a 3, maybe a 4.
I think it's higher than The Troll for me. It's higher than The Troll and it's higher than Monsters.
Well, I'm not a woman, so I don't have that like fear of being scared because he only kills women.
Okay, but when he opens the door and,
like, and he stands,
that's horrifying, dude. Like I was like, what the crap? Like,
yeah, that was creepy. From?
All right, let's get into Godzilla Final Wars.
Yes. Godzilla, man. So if you can't tell, most of these movies that Carson picks, Carson is the one who loves to be different in our movie picking choices.
I'm keeping it entertaining.
And most of the time, I don't like the movies. So here is an example.
No,
of that.
You usually do.
Okay.
You usually do. What are you talking about?
Yeah, good movies, but sometimes you're like, I want to be funny, and then you give me Godzilla Final Wars, and it's so bad.
You need to learn to like bad movies.
No, I don't. They're bad for a reason. But I actually like this one better than Wolf of Snow Hollow. I'll give you that. Okay, so here we go. Godzilla's 15th anniversary project, in which Godzilla travels around the world to fight his old foes and his allies, plus a new mysterious monster named Monster X.
Did you say 15th or 50th?
50th, I'm sorry. Godzilla's 50th anniversary project. What? My bad.
Let's go. Did you know before the world premiere, Godzilla received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
I think I did know that. Oh, I mean, I didn't know that. That's but awesome. Like, I know that Godzilla has a star.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I knew he had a star, but I didn't know that this is when he received it.
All right, so give us a plot rundown, Carson.
Oh my gosh, that's evil. Okay, so
you chose this movie.
This movie has a very intricate plot, and you know, it's tricky because Godzilla at this point in time, this is the 28th Godzilla movie. There's been a lot of Godzilla.
Yep.
And they knew because the previous two Godzilla films did not perform well financially, and then the American Godzilla film performed bad critically and financially. So, like, we're going to put it all into this Final Wars movie, and then we're going to take, like, a 10-year break from Godzilla. And so what they did is they brought back pretty much every monster from different iterations of Godzilla, including the American Godzilla that most people hated, and pitted Godzilla against them. But the plot that we get at from that is aliens come from outer space, like they do. And these aliens happen to somehow have control of the monsters, and they can release and hide them at will for some reason. And yeah, so Godzilla has to fight these monsters and also learn forgiveness against humans along the way. But there's also a lot of human action. Like, we have one American actor,
Don Fry.
I don't know why he talks the way he does, but he's awesome.
He's the only guy who speaks in, like, English while everybody else
is. It's a Japanese film.
Speaking Japanese.
Okay, but it is weird when he's, like, talking to them and they know what he's saying.
Right.
And he knows what they're saying. But he's just speaking Japanese.
English.
Which, okay. Okay, bro. Strong move. But basically, yeah, there's, like, samurais or ninjas or whatever you want to say they are. And mutants, and they're shooting and explosions and... There's a motorcycle chase scene. It's like Matrix and Godzilla had a weird baby.
Yep. Very weird baby.
And it's
or adopted.
Awesome.
No.
Yeah, that's so mean. What's wrong with adoption, Daniel? Huh?
I knew you were going to do that. Yeah, so this movie is about 2 hours too long. It is a 2-hour and 5-minute movie. And
the second hour slaps.
The second hour is... another hour
stronger. No, you just don't get it, man.
That's probably true. You know what? Okay, so I'm gonna say this, going into likes and dislikes, I liked the lore that it opened my eyes to of Godzilla, because here's the deal, I like Godzilla. He's probably one of my favorite characters in, like, sci-fi history, but I've never really liked a Godzilla movie until the recent Godzilla movies. And even still, I'm like, just give me more Godzilla. I don't care about the people. I want Godzilla. I want a horror Godzilla movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's always like, and I get
minus
it,
but... one. Watch Godzilla minus one. Okay. It actually has good people.
But I
actually, okay, it has less Godzilla.
So I did like the lure that it gave me. The action scenes were honestly not that bad. The CGI and people, like, disappearing and reappearing.
It's ridiculous.
It's kind of crazy.
It's insane.
The action, like genuinely, the blocked combat that they had is decent, and that made it,
like, it's entertaining.
Yeah, exactly. But
it's stupid. It's stupid. So, like, I'm stupid. Like, why?
But overall, I mean, I'll give this a 4 out of 10 because Godzilla gives it the 4. But
I gave it a 4 out of 5 on Letterboxd.
Oh my god.
Let me tell you why.
Yeah, please tell me.
Godzilla fights the American Godzilla. Right?
Yep. Yep.
And it's literally just to make fun of the American movie. That's the whole reason that scene
exists.
Okay,
but while
you know
they're making fun of the American
music,
movie,
it's Sum 41 is in the background.
No, I know. That was what I was gonna say earlier. I'm like, am I listening to Sum 41 right now? But that totally
how is
sense.
That not the coolest thing ever?
It's not the coolest thing ever. It is possibly the funniest thing ever, but it's not the coolest thing ever.
No, it's so freaking sick. The new,
like,
Godzilla movie,
like,
was
this is
never.
Sum 41 right now. So
yeah. Also, the opening credits will give you a seizure. So if you have epilepsy, skip the first 10 minutes because the opening credits are wild.
The first part of me watching this, it was not subtitled for me at all, and I was like, I had to find a different version. I was only understanding Fry, the guy, Rob Fry, whatever his name is, up until I just, like, 30 minutes in. I was like, okay, I need to switch this. I don't know what's going on.
I will say the the special effects, and as far as the monsters go, not all of them, but the costumed ones,
yeah,
look pretty freaking sick, like, compared to, like, even the CGI we have now, it looks cool.
Okay, the three-headed like dragon thingy that fights Godzilla was was a pretty cool.
Yeah, that one looks cool.
That was a pretty cool scene. Manila though, like
it looks
what?
Cool. Okay, so that's Godzilla's son in other movies.
I know, but why does he? Cut this out. But why does he look retarded? He's like a monster with
cute.
Down syndrome.
No, I think he's cute.
Oh, cut that out. Anyway,
I thought Manila was cute. Daniel thinks he's ugly.
Yeah, he looks very ugly.
That's crazy, dude. You're crazy. Edit all that out.
Yeah, I will. Gosh. Anyway, but I mean,
right, here's the thing.
Overall,
here's the thing,
I'll give
guys.
It about a 9 out of 10.
It's not. It's not a masterpiece. It's not a masterpiece. It doesn't really have a plot that's coherent.
No.
But what it does have is style.
What
and
it does have
bravery.
Is family. This was a $19 million movie that made worldwide $9 million.
No, it made $1.2 billion.
It literally says gross worldwide $9 million.
No, that's not accurate.
That's literally IMDb.
There's no way. There's no way. We go to Box Office Mojo.
Okay.
Is it showing you in a USD?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm looking at the wrong currency. Oh no. It was for 1.9 billion what is Japan yen?
Yeah.
And it made 1.2 billion yen. It didn't make its money back at all.
Not even close. I think barely paid its actors.
But if you haven't seen this, it is for free on Tubi, which is probably the worst streaming service possible. So if you can find this on Blu-ray, because I'm going to buy this movie.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I had
God.
A great time.
Carson, no.
Make a drinking game out of it, you know.
Honestly, you know what? Now that I think about it, making a drinking game out of War of the Worlds, the amount of times they say Rachel, we should have done that.
Honestly, I feel like her name was pronounced Rachel. Like, I kept hearing Rachel. But yeah, you guys need to watch this movie. Is it Godzilla minus one? No, it's not. Is it?
I really need to see Godzilla,
the original Godzilla.
No. Why is it but minus gotta, one? I don't understand. It. Minus one? Why?
Because it's like a reboot of the franchise, basically. So it's supposed to be like, it's like the first Godzilla movie since pretty much the original to take place during that time period. During the like after World War II,
yeah,
because
that's what
it's
they needed as a giant
it's not
monster.
A prequel.
After World
it's
War
not
II.
A pre. Well, that's the yeah. You need to watch it.
Yeah,
like, that's the whole point.
I know.
I don't know. Let me look up why they called it that. Now I'm curious.
All right,
but
hurry
yeah,
up.
This movie's absolutely insane. You guys should watch it.
Godzilla.
So, minus one is supposed to symbolize Japan's lowest point after World War II, and the emergence of Godzilla worsens the country's already dire state, taking it below zero.
Got it.
That's crazy.
Got it.
So, yeah, if you guys can watch Godzilla Minus One, go for it. And if you're someone who thinks the new Godzilla American movies are getting too ridiculous, well, you need to go watch Godzilla Final Wars, because that's...
Yeah,
it's peak ridiculous.
I mean, the last Godzilla movie, Godzilla versus Kong, was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, this is more ridiculous than that.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for Godzilla. Oh, wait, Godzilla Scare Factor, Fear Factor.
Honestly, the monster with the freaking chainsaw hands?
Yeah,
horrifying.
That was crazy.
That's the scariest one.
I'll give it a 6, because this is just happening in Japan.
I think it's the scariest one. No, this one's worldwide, bro. Remember they showed the thug get like knocked out?
Yeah.
For some reason. All the American actors in this act like they don't know English.
Yeah, no. I wonder if that was like the point.
Maybe. Is that, me and Alyssa were joking. We're like, is that how they view like when we throw like one Japanese character in our American Godzilla movies? Because they're usually kind of like stereotyped.
Yeah.
So are they doing it back to us?
Right, probably. Okay, cool. Well, guys, go check out those movies. You can go check it out on Pluto. And what was the first one we just talked about? It was Wolf of Snow Hollow.
Stupid.
Wolf of Snow Hollow was on Hulu, I believe, or something. But don't check out that. Go check out Final Wars for Carson. And next week will be our final week of Monster Madness. Guys, we have ordered your shirts by now, and we are sending them out to you soon. So we're excited for you. Shout out to Heather for designing the shirts and hats and logos. Great job by her. But yeah, guys, we're happy that you guys supported, and we can't wait for you guys to wear it and show us. So other than that, we will see you next week for the final episode of Monster Madness.
Ooh. That's a clean slate.